So students, this will be my final podcast for you all in EDID 6400 UDL. And I certainly have enjoyed being with you over the last few weeks and months, and we have learned quite a bit from each other. And I hope that when you finish this course, you will leave feeling like it has been truly a pleasure for you to participate with each other, as well as the other course objectives that we had, and all of the lessons, all of the videos, podcasts, surveys, everything that we put into this course to develop it, discussions, and emails. I hope that you will leave from here feeling like that it has been an addition to your professional growth and not a distraction. So I want to say, first of all, I certainly have enjoyed being your instructor, and I have learned probably as much as any of you in this course as we have gone through Universal Design for Learning. I'm going to get on the wrong acronym here. But in Universal Design for Learning, I hope that we have all grew in terms of how well we will develop course material in the future. And so as these final thoughts for you, I want to go through several of the ideas that we have discussed with UDL and HCI. And I want to make sure that as we leave, we know we have solidified in our minds exactly what we need to do to be better course developers. I think for first and foremost, we know that we need to be organized in what we do. And we also know that student engagement is very important. We know that we have to keep up with changing technologies, and that as technologies are growing in our world, we must adapt. We must evolve as educators, and we have to move forward. We also know that in light of everything we may have access to, we have to remember where our students are. We have to remember what their capabilities are, and what may seem like an easy thing for us, we have to take into consideration not everyone has those same opportunities. And so while we are continually moving forward, we know that we have to pull everyone to where we are. And we do that through a design that makes it easy, accessible for all. And we don't want to leave anyone behind. We do not want to discriminate with our instruction. And we want to make sure that equality is true equality, and that as we make adjustments for one group, even if it's unintentional, we know that we'll help all of those that are taking our courses. So it has been an honor to be part of this great task to learn how to be better course instructors. Sometimes we don't like to think that we're not the best. We don't like to be told that we have room for growth. But if we were all completely honest, all of us have room for growth. We have room to improve, and we should all seek daily to do that. If you remember one of the videos that I asked you to watch early, a few modules back, making those marginal adjustments in our lives, we all should get up daily wondering what it is, what 5 minutes of our time, what small thing, as insignificant as it may seem at that moment, can we do on a daily basis that will change the course of our lives, therefore enabling us to help the lives of others. As you finish this course and you decide where you will move from here, I hope there are several things that you take away from the course and from my instruction. Number one, I hope that you never stop developing you. I hope that your personal vision grows, and that you realize how much potential you have that you haven't even tapped into yet. I hope that as you move forward, you will also decide that you have the potential, you have the knowledge, and all you need is the perseverance and the motivation to make changes, great changes, in the lives of others. I know it may seem that you are just one, but again, those marginal adjustments in our world is what makes our world a better place. So please do not negate or downplay yourself or what you have to offer as insignificant. And please add to the knowledge base and continue your research studies way beyond when you finish your dissertation or your graduate project, whatever it might be. Don't stop your research then. Don't feel like, okay, I don't ever have to open another journal. I don't ever have to read another peer-reviewed article again. Please continue to research, continue to move forward, and help those around you. I think it's always important for us to develop community. I hope that when you leave from this class, you will have a better network. I hope that you will consider each other friends and colleagues and you can truly trust each other. If you have trouble trusting those around you professionally, do some trust building activities with them. Build that trust with each other. Be a friend. Expect others to be your friend. Work together as colleagues, and just develop that sense that together collectively you can do so much more than if you try to do it alone. So I hope that we've all reached out to each other, we've made those network connections, we've built that online community, and that we are going to go forward and we are going to all be better people because we know each other. So that's another little thing I hope you leave from this course. Of course, I hope that you leave from here having a different perspective of online learning. I hope that in some ways it has risen with your expectations of what it has to offer. I hope that you have now seen that online learning can be highly effective, and it only takes a little time and effort on our part as course directors, as course instructors, course developers, that we are able to make online learning so much more than what so many people believe it to be. So I want you to be part of that change agent. When people take your courses, when they think about you as a course instructor, that they walk away saying, you know, that is good instruction. That is an effective course. So I hope that your perception of online learning has changed. And therefore, because of that, you are going to change the perceptions of others in months and years to come. I also hope that as you leave from this course, you realize that our world is ever changing and that you cannot stay the same. And all of the information that we learned, even in our little course, UDL, within 6 months to a year, much of it will have to be altered or changed or rewritten because we are ever changing in our society. Our technological skills are advancing so quickly, it is very difficult for us to keep up with it socially as well as cognitively. And so I think it's going to take an active participation on all of our parts to continue to learn and continue to move as we see all of the technologies coming at us. We have to change. And so I hope that you leave from UDL feeling like, I can do this and I'm willing to change. I'm not going to stay the same. I'm always willing to make a difference in my world. I'm always willing to make a difference in my ability to reach others. So those are just a few of the things that I wanted you to remember as you're leaving and moving forward. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to get to know each of you and to share with you. And I promise you, I will look for great things from all of you in the future. I can't wait to hear that each of you have your PhDs. And once that happens, I can't imagine. I just try to think of all of the great things you're going to be able to do there in the Caribbean. It has been an honor to be your instructor. Thank you so much for putting up with me, and I hope that you have had a good time in this class. But more than anything, I hope that you have challenged yourself as much as I have tried to challenge you. I hope that you have challenged yourself to move forward in greater things. Thank you for being a participant. Thank you for being a collaborator. Thank you for being in 6400 UDL. Signing off, Dr. O.